Test 3. Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are 4 parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will see a picture in your test book and you will hear 4 short statements. The statements will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you hear the 4 statements, look at the picture in your test book and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. Look at the sample below. Now listen to the 4 statements.
A. We're looking out the window. B. We're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture.
Statement B, they're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Now let us begin part 1 with question number 1. Number 1. Look at the picture mark number 1 in your test book.
A. The men are standing in the way. B. The entrance is around the corner. C. The man is looking in the doorway. D. The store is locked up for the day.
Number 2. Look at the picture mark number 2 in your test book.
A. The office is closed. B. The man is seated at a desk. C. Someone is at the door. D. It is time to get up.
Number 3. Look at the picture mark number 3 in your test book.
A. Everyone has left the street. B. People are crossing the street. C. The cross is on top of the steeple. D. The walkers are blocking the street.
Number 4. Look at the picture mark number 4 in your test book.
A. The construction is nearing completion. B. The people are walking away. C. The workers have gone home. D. The men are looking at plans.
Number 5. Look at the picture mark number 5 in your test book.
A. The trees cannot be seen from here. B. They're looking for a place to park. C. Many of them are going out the gate. D. The women are going into the park.
Number 6. Look at the picture mark number 6 in your test book.
A. The man is standing in the water. B. The man is making a wish. C. The man is washing his hands. D. The man is looking down the tube.
Number 7. Look at the picture mark number 7 in your test book.
A. The man is giving directions. B. People are looking for their bicycles. C. Riders are going onto the road. D. The couple are holding the rope.
Number 8. Look at the picture mark number 8 in your test book.
A. The glasses are round. B. The glass is on the table. C. The class is holding a discussion. D. The students are entering the classroom.
Number 9. Look at the picture mark number 9 in your test book.
A. The boy is on the man's shoulders. B. The boy is walking with the man. C. The men are holding on to the boy. D. The boy is being taken from the man.
Number
10. Look at the picture mark number 10 in your test book. A. The couple are ordering a meal. B. Staff clear people through airport security. C. The man is holding up the luggage. D. The woman is taking their picture. Number 11. Look at the picture mark number 11 in your test book.
A. Wind has blown the clouds from the sky. B. Lightning has struck the high wires. C. The sky is cloudy and overcast. D. The night sky is clear and bright.
Number 12. Look at the picture mark number 12 in your test book. A. The film was about a man and his money. B. Money and keys are lying on the table. C. The money is kept under lock and key. D. The bills have yet to be paid. Number 13. Look at the picture mark number 13 in your test book.
A. The boys are climbing the fence. B. The boys are holding up the fence. C. The young men are walking beside the fence. D. The young men are looking over the fence.
Number 14. Look at the picture mark number 14 in your test book. A. The stairs lead to the second story. B. They are staring at the building. C. The story is about a tall building. D. The stairs are nearing completion. Number 15. Look at the picture mark number 15 in your test book. A. Drivers are standing next to their cars. B. Cars are lined up bumper to bumper. C. The cars are moving in opposite directions. D. Cars are pulling off the highway. Number 16. Look at the picture mark number 16 in your test book.
A. The tractor is in the field. B. Fresh tracks enter the field. C. The tractors are moving out of the field. D. The truck is sitting in the field.
Number 17. Look at the picture mark number 17 in your test book. A. The exits are blocked on the outside. B. The doors are tied with a rope. C. The door should not be used. D. The exit is available for anyone leaving. Number 18. Look at the picture mark number 18 in your test book.
A. Books nearly fill the wall of shelves. B. The books need to be put on the shelves. C. Books are being taken from the shelves. D. There are not enough shelves for the books.
Number 19. Look at the picture mark number 19 in your test book. A. Dirt is being taken away. B. The worker is standing in the hole. C. A shovel has been left on the ground. D. The lot is being excavated. Number 20. Look at the picture mark number 20 in your test book.
A. The car is going through the open doors. B. The driver is getting into the car. C. The doors opened before the car could stop. D. The car is sitting with its doors open.
Part 2. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a question spoken in English, followed by three responses also spoken in English. The question and the responses will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say.
You're to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
You will also hear,
"A. I am fine, thank you.
B. I'm in the living room.
C. My name is John."
The best response to the question, "How are you?" is choice A. "I am fine, thank you." Therefore, you should choose answer A. Now let us begin part 2 with question number 21. Number 21.
How much does this apartment lease for?
A. It expires in May. B. $400. C. Yes, and it comes with a garage. Number 22. Where's the nearest drugstore?
A. Just around the corner. B. This is the only jacket I have. C. You left it in the bathroom cabinet.
Number 23. Do you mind if I join you?
A. Of course not. Please sit down. B. I'm glad to see you're so happy. C. I hope you aren't disappointed in them.
Number 24. Are there any restaurants in the area?
A. Thank you, but I think I'll walk. B. I'd prefer that you leave the window closed. C. No, but there are several good ones downtown.
Number 25.
How often are you able to visit your parents?
A. Usually in the morning. B. About once a month. C. Only last Wednesday. Number 26. Could you show me how to operate this machine?
A. Yes, it operates.
B. Yes, it's quite easy.
C.
Yes, thank you. Number 27.
Do you have a price on these hand tools?
A. No, but I'll check my price list.
B. I really don't like her very much.
C. I haven't decided yet. Number 28.
Would you like to go to a concert on Saturday?
A. It's made of a new kind of plastic.
B. No, I believe this is the first one.
C. Yes, I think I'd enjoy that. Number 29. Could you please type up this memo for me, Miss Jones?
A. Yes, it's later than I thought. B. Yes, of course. Are there any attachments? C. These men have been waiting for an hour.
Number 30.
How many suppliers do we have now?
A. Why? Are you in a hurry?
B. Only large size companies, I'm afraid.
C. 12, including the two in Mexico. Number 31.
Would you like beef or fish?
A.
Oh, I'm not very hungry, thank you.
B. I took my vacation in August.
C. No, they went first.
Number 32. Are you planning to retire this year?
A. I think they're good for another 6 months.
B. The plane leaves at 4 o'clock.
C. Yes, June 30th will be my last day.
Number 33. Are they firing you or just demoting you?
A. We'll see you later.
B. Neither. I'm quitting.
C. You shouldn't do that.
Number 34. Do you think your doctor would approve of your medication?
A. That was kind of you. B. Yes, it was he who prescribed it. C. I'm sorry to hear that.
35.
Shall I pick her up at school?
A. I'd appreciate it if you would. B. Yes, she's a student now. C. I haven't heard from him, so I don't know.
Number 36. What time do you want to meet?
A. It'll take 3 hours.
B. 1 o'clock would be best for me.
C. I saw him 5 or 6 times.
Number 37.
Would you want to take an early lunch?
A. I can take only one of them.
B. I never take anything stronger than aspirin.
C. No, in fact, I won't be having lunch today.
Number 38. Why don't we all go out for pizza?
A. If he calls, tell him I'll be in this afternoon.
B. It was one of the worst I've ever had.
C. That's a good idea. We can take my car.
Number 39. Did he promise to pay back the money?
A. Just put it anywhere.
B. Don't say anything about it.
C. Yes, and with interest.
Number 40.
How did the meeting go?
A. Fine, at least now they understand our position.
B. We're supposed to leave by noon.
C. Wait here, and I'll ask the receptionist.
Number 41. I think you should introduce me to your new associates one of these days.
A. By having a meeting.
B. I think so too. Why don't we all have lunch tomorrow?
C. The association has voted on it.
Number 42. Excuse me, is this seat taken?
A. Yes, you may go now. B. No, thank you. C. Yes, I'm sorry it is.
Number 43. When will they decide whether they're going to sell?
A. That's a new piece of equipment.
B. They say by the 10th of the month.
C. I think it'll rain this afternoon.
Number 44. Is the situation as serious as they say it is?
A. Yes. In fact, it's worse than anyone thought.
B. Yes, they claimed it yesterday.
C. Yes, they'll see you later today.
Number 45. Is Micro an independent company?
A. Like anyone, I value my independence.
B. Yes, we're in pretty good shape.
C. No, it's a subsidiary of Ajax.
Number 46. Will we always have to work on weekends?
A. I have plans to go to the beach.
B. Yes, everything's going fine.
C. Yes, it's expected of everyone.
Number 47.
Why does he want to speak with me?
A. Several people saw you together yesterday.
B. I'm not sure, but people say you're to be promoted.
C. Because I read it in a magazine. Number 48.
How long have they been out of business?
A. They closed only last month.
B. They did well for 10 years.
C. I'd say it's at least 50 meters. Number 49. Do you have any books by Charles Welling? He's British.
A. We usually do, but we have nothing in at the moment.
B. I wasn't able to get all of the figures.
C. Yes, I heard from her last week.
Number
50.
Did you find out whether he's being transferred?
A. No, I wasn't able to. B. Yes, I understand someone found him. C. No, I don't think we'll be able to find them.
Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by 4 answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Now let us begin part 3 with question number 51. Number 51.
Would you like something to drink with your meal?
Yes, I'd like something cold. What do you have?
Cold, we have only water and fruit juices. Would you want a juice?
Number 52.
Where can I fish around here?
Near Drupalfly Village. There's a big lake with some of the best fishing in this part of the country.
Sounds great. How do I get there?
Number 53.
Do you sell camping equipment?
Yes. We have tents, sleeping bags, stoves, just about anything you could need, including insect repellent and snake bite kits.
We're going for only a weekend. I don't think we'll need very much.
Number 54.
If I were you, I'd tell Joe about your plans to quit.
I'd like to, but I'm afraid that if I do, they won't give me my bonus.
Don't worry. As long as you stay until the end of the year, you'll get your bonus.
Number 55.
Can I help you?
Yes. Can you tell me what time the bus from Portland gets in?
Just a minute. Let's see. It's scheduled to arrive at 2 o'clock.
Number 56.
Do you like your new maid?
She cleans just fine, but her cooking needs to improve.
Give her time. She'll learn.
Number 57.
I'm sorry I'm late. I got caught in traffic.
That's okay. The dentist is late too. He's probably caught in the same traffic.
Good. I was afraid I'd miss my appointment.
Number 58.
Were you able to do all your shopping for the dinner party?
No. I couldn't cash my paycheck and I didn't have enough cash with me.
You should have said something. I just cashed a check yesterday and could have lent you some.
Number 59.
How long have you been married?
10 happy years. Our anniversary is the first of next month.
That's great. Congratulations.
Number 60. How many nights do you plan to stay with us?
3. I'll be checking out Friday morning.
Very well. Your rate will be $125 per night, plus 10% tax. Number 61. Where is that new gas station?
It's behind the Garden Restaurant, where that warehouse was that burned down last year.
How convenient. I go that way to work every day. I can save time by stopping there. Number 62.
Have you made a decision about whether to buy a new car?
Yes, I've decided to get one.
I think that's a good idea. Your old one is falling apart.
Number 63.
We don't have the resources to stop these people from buying us out. Unless a miracle happens, this may be the end of us.
I still have hope we can get help from some of our old lenders. After all, we don't need all that much money.
I hope so. The way I see it, they're our last chance.
Number 64. Is your hat as warm as it looks?
Yes, it is.
Would you like to try it on?
Yes, may I?
I need to get something like it for cold days. Number 65. Do you know of a place where I can have my car worked on?
Try Acme Garage. They do good work and are reasonably priced.
Thanks. I'm new in town and don't know my way around yet. Number 66. How did you like the movie?
I didn't think it was very good.
I have to agree with you. I haven't seen a really good movie in a long time.
Number 67. Can I cash a personal check at this bank?
As long as it's your check and you have an account with us.
I do, but my account is at a different branch.
Number 68.
This is one of our better and least expensive two-bedroom listings. It's centrally located in a quiet building, and it's close to bus lines.
That may be, but look at it. It's awful. It has to be painted and the carpet has to be replaced. The stove is ancient.
If you take a 3-year lease, we can make repairs. Otherwise, we'd have to raise the price.
Number 69.
I'm trying to place a call to New York and haven't been able to get through. Can you help me?
Where are you calling from?
From a public phone in central India.
Number 70. What do you think of our new boss?
We'll get along all right, but as I see it, he's very old-fashioned.
I think so, too. But I expect he'll change after he's been around a while. Number 71.
We can use this National Telex and Fax Directory. It's a listing of all of the important organizations in the country.
What about small and local companies? After all, they're our major customers.
A few of those are listed too, but not very many.
Number 72.
From here, the mountains look as if you could just reach out and touch them.
That's why I chose this lodge. It has one of the best views in Switzerland.
Oh, and it's so cozy too. I just love it here.
Number 73. May we have a table for three, please?
Yes, but there will be a 10-minute wait.
That's fine. Can we look over a menu while we're waiting?
Number 74.
Can we have this knife sharpened? I've nearly cut myself twice because it's so dull.
It's not an expensive knife. We should throw it away.
That's a good idea. Here, let's wrap the blade though, so nobody can get hurt on it.
Number 75.
I'm about to take a long road trip and I want my car to be in good shape.
Have you had any trouble with it lately?
Sometimes the brake light comes on for no reason, but not always. Otherwise, nothing.
Number 76.
Can you get me the file on the heart account?
Sure. I'm glad you're taking a look at it. It's been delinquent for weeks.
Yes, accounting phoned me. It looks like we'll have to cut off their credit.
Number 77. Toland Steel is interested in a merger. They have a lot of experience and depth and could help us a lot. I think we should consider their offer carefully.
Yes, but they're slow to move into new fields.
I don't think that should disqualify them. With all their resources, I don't see how we could fail.
Number
78.
Tom, will you please watch my bags for a minute? I need to make a quick phone call.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
I won't be long. Thanks a lot.
Number 79.
How was the restaurant last night?
Good, but they ran out of fish, so we had to have ribs.
That doesn't speak well for them. They claim to specialize in seafood.
Number 80. Here, can I help you with those suitcases?
Oh, I think I can manage. If you can just help me get them up these steps. My train doesn't leave for another 20 minutes.
They're heavier than they look. Here, I'll take these two. Part 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. Each will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Questions 81 through 83 refer to the following advertisement.
Read all about it. Election upset. Get your copy of the Covington Rider here. Just off the press. Only 25 cents. The latest election news. A quarter will keep you up to date on all that's happening in and around your world. Get your newspaper. Read all about it.
Now read question 81 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 82 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 83 in your test book and answer it. Questions 84 and 85 refer to the following statement.
Good evening. My name's Tom. I'm your waiter this evening. Tonight we are featuring as our specials a fresh salmon steak, baked in a light cream sauce with a hint of dill. We also have a fillet of sole, baked with a tomato sauce with a medley of delicate flavors, including garlic, sage, basil, and rosemary. And finally, we offer a New York strip steak, broiled and garnished with wild mushrooms and special herbs. Later I will bring the dessert tray for you to select from seven choices, specially prepared to complement tonight's menu.
I will leave you to consider your preferences and be back in a few minutes.
Now read question 84 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 85 in your test book and answer it. Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Does the hot summer have you down? Are you tired of trying to cool off with the same old carbonated beverages? Well, why not try a refreshing zinger? What's that, you ask? Good question, I reply. The answer, it's an exciting new carbonated combination of fresh orange and mango juices with a touch of lime and a lot of delicious cooling. Now available at your grocers in the fruit juice section. We think you'll be refreshingly surprised with this pleasurable commingling of flavors. Make your day. Try some.
Now read question 86 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 87 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 88 in your test book and answer it. Questions 89 and 90 refer to the following weather report.
Expect heavy rains this afternoon, with strong gusting winds coming off the ocean. Traffic conditions will be hazardous, especially along the coastal roads. The National Weather Bureau advises against all unnecessary travel. Residents in low-lying areas should make plans to move inland to higher ground should it become necessary. Stay tuned for additional information as it becomes available.
Now read question 89 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 90 in your test book and answer it. Questions 91 and 92 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you tired and overworked? Of course you are. Do you need to get away? Of course you do. Then treat yourself to the Mandarin Inn Getaway Special. For one low package price, you can enjoy fine dining at our Parks Place restaurant, relax in our health facility, wallow in our swimming pool, and slumber in one of our luxurious suites. Come unwind and experience the relaxing atmosphere of the Mandarin Inn, located on East Highway in Bingham. Call now for our getaway special rates.
Now read question 91 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 92 in your test book and answer it. Questions 93 and 94 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all passengers on Northern Air Flight 205 arriving from Panama. Your luggage is now ready for pickup on Carousel 2. Please have your claim checks ready to show the luggage attendant. I repeat, baggage from Northern Air Flight 205 is now on Carousel 2. Be prepared to show your claim checks.
Now read question 93 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 94 in your test book and answer it. Questions 95 and 96 refer to the following stock market report.
Today's sluggish market was influenced by activity in overseas markets as well as by nervous investors at home. Trading was in a narrow margin. At close, shares had fallen an average of 20 points. Total volume for the day was a slow 183 million shares, with losers outnumbering winners 3-1.
Now read question 95 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 96 in your test book and answer it. Questions 97 and 98 refer to the following announcement.
We have been given permission to hold a rally Saturday at City Hall beginning at 10 a.m. We will meet for staging at the park at 8 a.m. From there, we'll march down Clark Avenue as far as the campus and turn right to City Hall. Bring water to drink along the way. At City Hall, we will have a speaker stand set up and we'll hold our rally. If the demonstration is peaceful, there will be no attempt to stop us. We will have marshals identified with red hats whose job will be to keep order. If you learn of anyone who is planning to cause trouble, please notify one of the marshals immediately.
Now read question 97 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 98 in your test book and answer it. Questions 99 and 100 refer to the following announcement.
Due to the current flu epidemic, many of our checkers are out sick. We are able to open only 3 checkout lines rather than our usual 7. We apologize for the inconvenience that we know this will cause, but ask that, under the circumstances, you be patient. We value your patronage and look forward to serving you better when we are up to full strength.
Now read question 99 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 100 in your test book and answer it. This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.